Vale, es que. Vale, ahora sí se inició la grabación. Es que aquí el micrófono está funcionando bien, se ve la onda bien, lo acabo de probar con el técnico, se escucha bien y ahora no sé si es cuestión del altavoz o de los cascos que tengas ahí. ¿Y yo qué hago hablando si no me escucha? Es que también tengo unas cosas de los relejos.
No está muteado, ¿verdad?
¿Eh?
No está muteado.
No, no esa varias.
¿Puedo hacer tu cargo yo ahora
Vale,
y
desde el
tenerlo
móvil puedes
en?
conectarte
No
bien.
lo sé, yo nunca lo he
Bueno.
hecho, pero.
Venga, yo voy a poner a compartir pantalla. Bien, los que estén viendo la grabación, pues estarán ahora pescando. Hay un problema técnico que no se puede escuchar los alumnos, entonces hemos tardado y la grabación ha funcionado relativamente mal. Entonces hemos empezado un cuarto de hora más tarde. Voy a compartir pantalla primero. Ok, ocultar. Okay, as I was telling you, vale. La imagen es culpa mía porque, mira a ver ahora. Bueno, entonces, yo para la grabación voy a decir esto en español porque son instrucciones de evaluación y creo que es fundamental que se entiendan bien. Las tareas han habido, bueno, hay dos que son opcionales, aunque el examen oral también es opcional. Pero yo creo que es más que recomendable hacerlo. Piensen desde la lógica del estudiante que van a tener que mejorar su inglés de aquí a cuarto de grado. Y si no aprovechan estos momentos, estos feedback y estas actividades, pues muy rara vez. Piensen, podrán mejorarlo. Piensen también que no tienen el feedback con sus compañeros, que es algo que falta aquí y que van a necesitar un poquito de mejora continua. Entonces, en la primera tarea, que era un examen mock exam de prueba, tenía de fecha de entrega el 30 de noviembre y creo que de 22 alumnos lo hicieron 3. Tres, yo esta creo que es comprensible si están obligados con otras asignaturas, con trabajos y demás, es totalmente comprensible. Está bien que hagan estos ejercicios para pues, recibir feedback y consejos de mejora. Sí que van a tener una segunda tarea de escrita, que ya está colgada, ¿no? Es writing del foro de la unidad 4. Yo lo estuve viendo y es un poco atípico, es atípico. Porque la extensión del writing es muy corta. Lo normal para un writing tipo examen, pues que yo recuerdo 200, 250 palabras. Y aquí es menos de 100. Mira, pues mira, les pongo aquí, ¿vale? Esta tienen de fecha límite de entrega el 21 de diciembre de 2020, los que la quieran hacer. Está muy bien que pongan esto a las 23:55. Porque siempre está el clásico que pregunto, ¿pero es todo el día? ¿Pero es hasta las 2? Bueno, hasta las 22:55. Está bien matizado eso, muchas gracias, que yo a veces me olvido. Los foros. Si vamos aquí a los foros. Yo es que soy un poquito aquí. El writing, foro número 4, ¿vale? Y todavía está. Telling a story. Write about the journey where you had a problem or invent one. And post it on entrega de trabajos before December 21st. 100 words approx. Your tutor will correct it. Plan what you are going to write using the paragraph notes below. Use the language from About Journey box page 190 to help you. Paragraph 1, when was the journey? Where were you going? Who with? Why? Paragraph 2, what problem did you have? What happened? And what happened in the end? Paragraph 3. Creo que está muy útil esto de casi decirles la estructura. Piensen que 100 words approx. Esto está muy bien para trabajar algo que en lo que yo personalmente fallo, porque me paso. El less is more. Hoy vamos a ver esa frase como ejemplo de una cosita, ¿vale? Less is more, que es algo en lo que se falla. Entonces, esto yo lo recalcaré mañana, entre mañana y el viernes, si no la próxima semana, por cierto, no hay docencia aquí, presencial.
Confirmamos.
¿Eh?
Confirmamos que no hay licencia.
Confirmamos, creo. ¿Vale? Porque Isa sí que estaba ahí como
Sí, exacto.
buscando. El calendario pone toda la semana no lectiva, ¿vale? De todas maneras, yo no sé si hay algún problema, supongo que Isa me avisará. Bueno, pues esto está explicado. Por lo pronto, la tarea escrita tiene hasta el 21 de diciembre. El aspecto también de otras asignaturas son el 18, creo, el link. No he visto colgado ninguna. De momento, no veo a nadie que se atreva de momento. A ver. Ajá. So, first of all, here, what I would like to see here is regarding the oral, okay? For those of you there at home too, regarding the oral, what I was telling Omar here in class is that if you can prepare just a script, it's not reading, it's preparing a script with the main points. There's a difference, and I see the difference between reading and reading the script. Because if you read, you are doing this or this with a word. I know. I see the eyes, and you have with a monitor like this one, you have the word processor open, and there you are like recording and reading. Like I know that, but a script is really different because you read once and then you continue in the natural flow. And that I noticed that in the regular information flow that you are doing, okay? So I think there's a huge difference between both of them, okay? I was going to work this. As I was telling you, for me there's a lack, a brief lack of exercises regarding grammar in the textbook. I think it's a really good textbook. But there are just a few exercises connected to grammar. So here you have one of them. There probably it seems obvious, but some of you don't really know the differences between modal verbs. And there, here there are only those modal verbs related to ability and possibility here. So I would like to work out first these. Okay, let's do this because it's really this one, okay? Look at conversations 1 and 2 in B again. Complete the sentences. But I think that you can do it without looking. Let's see the starting point to understand. There's a modal. You have to fill that with a modal verb. Which one is a modal, if you know?
Use something in the technical present perfect.
Look, probably the clue is question answer number 2. Be able
To use the same
as
can.
can. Okay. When do you use be able to and when do you use can? And I will close this, okay? When do you use be able to and when do you use can? Do you know the difference?
I bet it's because I read the grammar of this unit, but I cannot remember that. So no, I would say that's wrong. But I can use it, use them. So that's actually what's the grammar difference.
Okay, the difference is, I think it has to do with the verb tenses in which you use that.
You cannot use can in the perfect, in the present perfect.
No.
So, given that, you would be, have to use the modal verb, be able to.
Okay. That, there are two nuances, okay, matisse.
Yeah.
The first of them is that be able to works as it can outside the present. Okay? You can use I am able to, okay? But be able to has more uses. You can use be able to with the future, future perfect, present perfect, and all the rest of tenses. While you can only use can with a present modal past, okay? The past could, okay? And you cannot do outside there, okay? You cannot use it outside there. So, there's another nuance, a second nuance, which is the difference between both of these, ability and possibility. Okay, the nuances, because most of you know how to use can, but you don't know what are you saying with can. And sometimes you forget that in Spanish you have an equivalent of that, a perífrasis verbale. Las perífrasis verbales, por ejemplo, las incoativas, además, puede hacer esto, yo puedo hacer esto, yo debo hacer esto, yo tengo que hacer esto. You have an equivalent of that. Sometimes you forget that, okay? So, look at the list of skills. This one here. Not with the partner, but try to underline two that you can do.
Shall I read them the list with the modal verb?
Yes.
Okay.
Two that you can do.
I know how to change a car wheel, so I can change a car wheel.
Okay.
I can play a musical instrument.
Which one? Which one?
Guitar.
Guitar electric?
Awesome.
You play violin?
I played violin.
You played, now we have to.
During, for 6 years, but now.
6 years.
It's not like riding a bike.
Okay, I know.
It hurts.
Yeah.
But I cannot run 5 kilometers, and I don't know.
So wait a minute. You have just two that you can do.
Yeah.
Change a car wheel, and the other you can change a car wheel.
And I can play a musical instrument.
Okay, that's ability, no?
Yeah.
Isn't it? You're talking about abilities, something that you can, you're able to do. Okay.
Okay.
An ability.
I've never had been able to ski.
Okay. And there are two that you can do. Can't do.
Yes.
You can go outside there and you say, I have never been able to ski. Mm. But two that you can't do there, ski and the other?
Run 5 kilometers.
Run 5 kilometers. So you are not athletic man.
Huh?
You are not athletic man.
I was, but I was.
Now you're not. Amazing. You're not on bit. Okay. And the third one, two that you could do, and see here that you use
okay.
Ability, lack of ability, ability in the past.
So for example, here.
Lack of ability in the past. Two that you could do when you were 10 years old.
So I would say here that I could play violin, and now days I cannot.
Okay, very good.
And wasn't able to take good photos when I was 10.
Yeah.
Nor I wasn't able to use an Excel spreadsheet.
Use an Excel spreadsheet. I haven't been able. I have never been able to use that. In fact, I do not use it. I don't know.
I think we need that.
That the functionality of Excel for me is like really, I don't know. Okay. So here we emphasize here ability, lack of ability in the present, ability in the past, lack of ability in the past. Okay. We go here B. Here, look at the photos. Listen and complete the conversations with these, okay? Do you see that? The answers. The first one. This one.
I can't speak Italian quite well.
Okay, and here.
Like you, I'd love to be able to speak Italian.
And here.
When I was a child, I could draw really well.
And this.
Really, I've never been able to draw.
Okay, let's analyze because I just want to analyze this for you, especially for you at home. We can say here, I can speak Italian really well. And you're talking about the ability that you have on your own. The difference between this sentence and this one, okay? Lucky you, I'd love to be, let's see if I can do, no, able to speak Italian. And you cannot use can here, especially because of the context of the sentence. You are saying, I'd love to, I would love to. You cannot say, I would love to can. Okay? I would love to. So if you see here, be able to is can outside those possibilities of the present. Okay? Be able to, you can use be able to in the present and in the past, but you can... You have more uses for that special particle, okay? I would love to be able to. And here, when I was a child, I could draw really well. Well, I've never been, because it is a present perfect, and you, there's no form to of can in the present perfect, okay? Being able to draw. Okay, so here, outside, again, outside this, okay? There was another one, another thing that I wanted to comment, but, okay. The features, because I have seen lots, you know, lots. Sometimes we tend to, you know, assume that we know everything about this. And we commit lots of silly mistakes, okay? One of the most frequent I have seen is with the modal verbs, you cannot, you know, you don't establish, you don't can, you don't change or vary neither the modal verb can nor the lexical verb speak or the lexical verb play, you know? This is the modal verb can and this is the lexical the verb with meaning, okay? You do not change, you don't vary, you don't add S from third person singular, you don't add, you know, I have seen he can speaks.
Okay.
Lots of times, okay? No se mueve, ni se flexiona, ni se deriva, ni se conjuga el can, ni el verbo que lo acompaña. Nunca. Con ninguno de los modales, a no ser que estos a su vez estén conjugados, como el be able to que se conjuga, is, he was able to, we are able to, ok, eso sí se conjuga, porque ya el verbo to be te lo está pidiendo, ok, pero aquí, eso es un matiz que hay que pararse a explicar, ok.
consider that is the one which changes.
Yeah, and I want you to be familiarized and get familiarized with those words, you know, the auxiliary verb and the lexical verb, okay? So here, if we come to this again, how would you feel that, those gaps?
Okay, you can use can in the infinitive.
Mm-hmm. Can.
On the present, or present perfect. So, be able to means the same as
can both times, okay? So, can here is blocked in those two cases. And can in the, well, you can use can, let's say, in the past, but with the form could. Okay?
You cannot use it with the practical will and can.
No. I will be able to. Okay? Will be able to. Because there's another norm there. There's another tip, which is you cannot use two modals at the same time.
Okay.
Will can. And sometimes we forget that will is a modal too. Okay? Would, can, and all that stuff. Okay? Okay. Here I was looking... okay, I'm going to skip this one. I was interested in this particular exercise. We had the topics, choose two or three, and think about what you could say about them. Something that you would like to be able to do. So if we have time, we get back there, okay? But I just wanted to, because this is sort of miscellaneous, okay? I'm going to do this, okay? Particularly, I was interested in this one because of the oral exams. Because not only from this year, last year I saw real problems with the sentence stress, both intonation, prosody, melody. Sometimes you don't have to impersonate or imitate another accent, you know. People get obsessed with the idea of imitating an English, a British, you know, the Scottish. Sometimes Scottish is really on fashion, yeah, really. There are lots of people who want to imitate a Scottish accent. And I've seen some classmates of mine who try to do that. So sometimes we tend to, with that obsession, we tend to forget the idea of stress a sentence properly. The obsession is not that. The obsession is just translating your natural accent to the foreign language, okay? Not your mother tongue, okay? So let's see the sentences here. Which was the sentence here? He's never been able to dance, okay? And where are the stresses?
Never able to dance.
Vale. He's never, here, stressed, been able, stressed, to dance. The second one.
We won't be able to come.
We won't be able to come. The third one. I'd love to be able to ski. And the fourth one.
She hates not being able to drive.
Okay? And I'm going to underline a key element here. We have seen this sentence stress. For example, the first one. He's never been able to dance. Okay? You have here. He's never been able to. You are stressing this one. and this one. But you can change the stress. What about if you want to emphasize that the one who hasn't been able to dance is he?
Yeah.
And you can say he's never been able to dance. You can change the sentence stress however you want. In order to emphasize a certain aspect of your speech, so, and you can do it freely, okay? I could give you like tips from, this is really culturally related with discourse analysis, okay? Which is a really interesting discipline, the field of analysis in linguistics. I hate linguistics, but I do love discourse analysis, and it is really interesting. They analyze just how changing the sentence stress, you can change the perception of the whole speech, okay? So please do not take this for granted, that there's always the same scheme, okay? I was interested in doing this exercise. Have you understood this? Because there are several exercises related to sentence stress, okay? So we will see some of them. The following one, okay, this one. I think this one is relatively easy. We'll come back to this. This one. Okay? It's relatively easy. Vocabulary, adjectives ending in ed and ing. Okay? For example, the first one. Complete the sentences with annoyed or annoying. The first here.
Matt thought the online trumpet teacher was annoying.
Annoying. And here.
And Matt was annoyed because he could only play simple tunes.
And the difference between ing and ed, you can see here. But try to express that without looking. Let's see.
Okay, for me, annoying is the quality of something that... Okay, annoying is the quality to annoy that something or someone has.
Okay.
Annoying is the consequence, the direct consequence of being under the influence of something that is annoying.
I think it is a really good explanation, but back to basics, okay? That's the expansion of these basics, okay? We use the adjective ending in ed for the person who has the feeling. And we use the adjective ending in ing for the person or situation that produces the feeling. More than for the situation, okay? So if we see, for example, this one, okay? What music do you listen to if you feel?
Depressed.
The music.
Yeah.
Okay? But here, the music is not important. Here, the part is you. You are depressed. The person, depressed. ED. Okay? The second one. What do you think is the most
exciting sports to watch?
And exciting is pointing to?
Sports.
A sport. Okay? The third one, what's the most
amazing scenery you've ever seen?
That's pointing to?
The scenery.
Scenery, okay? Scenery. Oh, and you're doing here, okay, sorry. I'm impressed with the technology, okay? Not impressing, okay? Fourth one, have you ever been
disappointed by a birthday present?
And here, disappointed is pointing to?
To you.
You, here.
Yes.
Which do you find more
tiring to be? Both is shopping or food shopping?
Where is tiring pointing to?
The options.
Incredible. You have used dichotomy. And I love that word. But it's really cultivated from your part. What's the most embarrassing thing?
That's never happened to you.
Are you
frightened of heights?
Frightened. Pointing to you, yes. The person, not the thing, okay? Do you usually feel very
tired in the morning?
Where does that point?
You.
And what's the most
Boring film.
Boring to?
Film.
Film, yes. Okay. And do you ever get
frustrated?
For example, versions for this. If you feel depressed, the music is depressing.
Yeah.
The most exciting thing. Are you excited? What's the most amazing scenery? I'm amazed for this. Have you ever been disappointed? Oh, that film is disappointing. Tiring and tired, you have this. I'm embarrassed. Another version to talking about people. Are you that film is frightening? And you're saying, what's the most boring? And you say, I'm bored. Please don't be bored with this class, I know. Okay. Here, okay. Reading and speaking, this part. Probably I will go the other way around. I was looking for this one. Come on. Yes. I think yes to end. This is related to this one, okay? I'm going to do this one first, okay? Because I was reading this, I let's say the part of agreeing or not agreeing, okay? Read the text. Do you believe Malcolm Gladwell or Josh Kaufman? And I will give you tips of advice to use, how to read, how to seize the opportunity of reading text in an intelligent way to improve your fluency, your intonation, and your pronunciation and all that stuff, okay? First of all, divide the sentence into sound patterns or sound units. Here you are lucky with the first one because you have lots of commas. There's a huge problem both in all languages, which is not differentiating between the real proper comma and the intonated comma. Una coma intonativa. That happens a lot with, you know, radio programs or TV programs, and we tend to put commas where there are not, okay? Or they shouldn't be. So try to divide these into sound schemes, sound patterns, or sound units, okay? And then try to read those units like fluently, doing the sentence stress that we have seen, okay? So try to practice this, my tenor man, aloud,
okay.
And start up.
Learn a new skill in 20 hours. It was Malcolm Gladwell, the popular writer on modern psychology, who popularized the idea that it takes 10,000 hours of practice to really master a new skill, such as playing the piano. But in this non-stop world, who has that kind of time? In this book, The First 20 Hours, Josh Kaufman tells you how to learn any new skill quickly. By completing just 20 hours of focused practice, you'll be able to go from knowing absolutely nothing to performing well. But is it really possible? Matt Rudd, a Sunday Times journalist, decided to give it a try.
Please, I'm going to do one thing, and let's hope that you don't find it humiliating, okay? Because you are going to do it with the mask, and I haven't tested this with the mask, never in my life. So, please take your pen, bite your pen.
Well, I don't think I should.
Why?
It was on the table, on the table.
That's a good excuse.
No, I think so.
But with the mask on. Try to do it with the mask. Can you do that with the mask?
Hmm?
Can you do that with the face mask?
Uh-huh.
Okay, man. And repeat that biting. And what? At the same time you are preparing this, okay, try to read aloud. And at the same time you are reading this, I will explain just one thing to our viewers, okay? Here, for example, Omar had problems with the word this word. Okay? If I have problems with pronunciation of a certain specific word, I think you are used to looking up a dictionary whenever you don't know a word, but you are not as used to looking up a dictionary in order to see pronunciation. I strongly recommend you for this. I think you all know Word Reference. And Word Reference has fantastic option that if you have problem with the how do you say? There's another really good. Español francés? No. Probably this was adapted to
English Spanish
here. And here. I prefer UK, sorry. Popularize. So in case you have problems with that, okay? So read that again, please. So try to read it as fast as you can, and you know the thing will end quickly.
Okay. Gotcha. Learn on your skill in 20 hours.
Come on.
It was Malcolm Gladwell, the popular writer of modern psychology, who popularized the idea that it takes 1,000 hours of practice to be the master on your skill, such as playing the piano.
Continue.
But in this non-stop world, who has that kind of time? In his book, The First 20 Hours, Josh Kaufman tells you how to learn any new skill really quickly. By completing just 20 hours of focused practice, you'll be able to go from knowing absolutely nothing to performing well. But is it really possible? McGraw, a Sunday Times journalist, decided to give it a try.
Have you seen any difference? I do see there's difference. It seems like such a cliche of exercise, but it works, you know? Especially people from the Canary Islands, I don't know who of you are not from the Canary Islands. It is studied and analyzed that people from the Canary Islands tend to, drop the final words of a sentence, the final sounds of a sentence, the final sounds of a phrase, and we can do something like that in this non-stop world. Who has that kind of time?
Okay.
You know, and each letter counts here. Now read the text, but looking for the contents. Not allowed, okay? Read the text. Yeah. And you can see that.
Okay.
One. Because there are two options here, okay? It was Malcolm Gladwell, the popular writer in modern psychology, who popularized the idea that it takes 10,000 hours of practice to really master a new skill, such as playing the piano. But in this non-stop world, who has that kind of time? In his book, The First 20 Hours, Josh Kaufman tells you how to learn any new skill really quickly. By completing just 20 hours of focused practice. So we have option A, Malcolm Gladwell's one, with 10,000 hours, and Josh Kaufman's option with 20 hours. Do you agree with
Malcolm Gladwell?
Probably, I think it's more possible, way more possible than Malcolm Gladwell's option. And here,
I think you can learn to do something new in just 20 hours, but up to a certain extent.
Okay. Now here, because this is related to the rest of exercises, okay? With about Matt's past experience of learning the trumpet, why do you think he gave up so fast?
Okay. Shall I?
Yeah. And try not to lose what you have gained, okay?
Yeah. Matt Roth learns the trumpet. I haven't played a musical instrument for years. 5 years ago, I got a trumpet for my birthday and I tried to learn it. But I gave up after 7 minutes, and it ended up in the garage.
Garage.
So here I am, a beginner again.
So, why do you think he gave up so fast? Why do you think he gave up so fast?
He got frustrated because he expected too much. Quick learning.
And especially if the here the illustration is true, and he is starting with the flight of the bumblebee, he has nothing to do. Because, have you heard?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, he has nothing to do with doing the trumpet, okay? And just the last one, we will do this one. Probably I'm interested in this is the last exercise.
Working small groups.
Answer the question below for the different skills. How well do you think you'd be able to do these things after learning for 20 hours? Play a musical instrument.
Sorry?
Play a musical instrument.
I think I...
Let's take two options, because I had written here. Option A, after learning for 20 hours, and option B, after learning for 10,000 hours.
Okay. Well.
Play a musical instrument. Would you be able to do it after 20 hours?
I think that's because I have some knowledge about music. Probably it would take less time for me to learn how to play a new musical instrument. So I would say that within 20 hours of practice, I would be able to perform more or less easy piece of music.
But now choose two options, more two options from there.
For this topic, the
20
hours. I think I won't be able to draw a portrait even though I rehearsed and tried it for an eternity. So, just by giving it 20 hours of practice, I won't be able to do anything at all.
Okay.
What is the three-course meal?
Three-course meal is like a first course, main course.
Okay.
And then, okay, the dessert and all.
I will go for the dance tango. I would love to learn how to dance anything. But I think I will require more than 20 hours to properly dance the tango. Probably by giving it just 20 hours, I will be able to do one or two steps.
Okay. For me, no, I do not manage myself fast by intensity. I can learn. I thought I was way worse than I am, but time has proved the contrary. So I will.
I told you that I did some little in one.
Yep.
Once I had. And I had to dance. And I am like a penguin dancing.
Penguin, well, what did you have to dance?
Well, it was modern. It was modern.
Me too. Oh, yeah. I was terrified.
The corona.
Yeah?
Corona. I know. And was studying dance. And she actually is. But the dance was too modern, yeah. It was nothing like salsa or tango or ballet or nothing like that. But even so, it was too difficult for me.
I know. I felt like you, and I will explain to you now because time has proved the contrary the other way around. Let's say goodbye here. Bien, solo tenemos 45 minutos porque hubo 15 minutos de fallos técnicos. Lo que quería explicar es que hago muchos ejercicios de speaking porque creo que se puede cómo mejor se puede aprovechar esta asignatura aquí. basados en el libro del texto. Si quieren, desean mandar algún audio a mi correo, institucional, lo escribo por aquí y lo pongo antes de que acabe la grabación. Bueno, lo tienen en el, de todas maneras lo tienen en el espacio virtual y estaré encantado de escucharlos y darles algún feedback, ¿vale? Pues hasta la próxima semana. Ahí tienen el correo. ¿Lo quieren? Nos vemos la próxima semana. Ah, no, 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 la próxima semana no, porque está el acueducto de la Constitución. Que no lo sabía yo. Ok, bueno, ahí tenemos. A ver si llueve. No hay gente esperando ya, ¿no?